Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, the show that tackles topics important to you and your family, finances, food, education, technology, and everything in between. We've got it covered on Mom Talk. And now, here's Mary Donnellan on Mom Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mom Talk Radio. This is Mary Donlin and from Maria Bailey, who is under the weather. So we all wish Maria a speedy recovery from a nasty bug she's got. But it's always a pleasure to be with you today, and I hope you're having a wonderful week. And it's leap week, leap year of the leap year, which it's fascinating. And my oldest son said to me the other day, it's every 4 years, and why leap year? Why leap year? So this is your science fact from the Mom Talk Radio team, the science division. It's because the Earth rotates. It takes the Earth 365 and a quarter days to fully rotate around the sun. So every 4 years, we basically gain an extra day. So we have to take a leap day, in other words, add another day into the year to put us back in the correct place. Why February? I don't know. But interestingly enough, I have a friend who was born on a leap day many years ago. And so as I think I even said on the last show that he has a birthday every 4 years, and he's happy with that. Because once you hit over like 40, you're happy to stay every 4 years, celebrate a birthday. So happy leap year to everybody. And that leap week is this week. So I hope you take the extra day to do something fun with your family. And speaking of family, we want to talk quickly about our sponsor, Premama. And if you've listened to the show, you know we love this prenatal vitamin. And it's now also available in a fertility and lactation formula. At drinkpremama.com, you can find out all the information about the four products. So it's Fertility Essentials, Essentials Plus DHA, and Lactation. They are available at CVS, Target, Amazon, specialty stores, and of course online as well, CVS.com. Target.com, etc. So check it out. Follow them also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And Premama is a prenatal vitamin, the fertility and lactation. It's in a powder. And you put this powder in your favorite juice, favorite beverage, a smoothie even. And of course, we all love smoothies now. So you make a healthy green smoothie and you throw in Premama and you've got your vitamin intake for the day. Cute little on-the-go packets that are easy to throw in your purse or your diaper bag. So it's really a great idea. It's a long time in coming for all of us who ever struggled to take a huge prenatal vitamin. So check it out, drinkpremama.com. And now for our show, we are talking, actually, it's a really girl-based show today. So talking to some really cool women who've done some great things in the business world and are working mothers. We're shining the spotlight on a mom who is a mom of girls.com. It's her blog. That's Tawanda. And then we're also going to be talking about your family's health and a mom who's going to talk to us about how she started using essential oils, how she uses these oils to do everything from helping cure her kids' ailments and illnesses to cooking and cleaning, all with essential oils. So that's going to be our first segment up. And then we're going to be talking to Carol Speakerman. She has some great inspirational stories and an article series called Girl to Great. So we're going to be talking about that, how she has gone through many roles in her life and has gone from being a girl to just being great without any label. And we're talking to Dr. Lisa Damore. She's a clinical psychologist. We'll be talking actually about girls and their development. So any issues we might have with our daughters, teens, preteens, even up to like maybe young adults. And I think honestly, that could apply to boys too, because a lot of what she might touch on is going to be about, signs we see in our children as they go through their ages and stages. So I hope you stay with us. We have a terrific show. First up, we're going to be talking to Casey Schwartz. She is allthingsmama.com, and she will talk to us about essential oils and all the multiple benefits we can get from them and that are healthy alternatives. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Mom's Little Secret. Mom Talk Radio.
Welcome back, and thanks for joining us on this spectacular episode of Mom Talk Radio. This is Marion from Maria Bailey. I'm pleased to introduce Casey Schwartz of allthingsmama.com, and that's M-A-M-M-A.com. She was first introduced to essential oils about 15 years ago while she was trying to become a massage therapist, and she's become an expert on using them in her home. So we're going to let her tell you all about it. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Casey.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you. So this is a really interesting topic, not only for, the green moms, but I try to be green, but I'm not. And I'd really love to know how we can use essential oils for a healthier home.
Right. So one of the ways that I love to use essential oils is in my home to replace everyday products that I use around the house. So for cleaning, for cooking, for, you know, all of those uses to try to remove the toxins as much as I can, especially being a mom with kids. It's just really important.
Absolutely. So tell us, just give us a quick tip. How long have you been using them, first of all? And then tell us, like, what's your best tip for what's your most common uses for them?
Okay. Well, I've been using them for about 15 years. As you mentioned, I started learning a little bit about them when I was in massage therapist school years ago before I had kids. And I would use them in my business. And as time went on and I became a mother, I learned more about how to use them to just have a healthier lifestyle around my home, from boosting the kids' immune systems to, creating my own cleaning products and just little hacks around the house. So when I started learning more about them, I thought, you know, this is great. I can use everyday products such as a lemon essential oil that is really inexpensive, baking soda, vinegar, all of those kind of things that you can just buy at the grocery store to create cleaning products. And that's where I was so excited when I was offered to write a book this year called Essential Oils for a Clean and Healthy Home, which has over 200 amazing household uses for common essential oils. So anything in your kitchen, in your bathroom, in your kids' areas, your pets, laundry, there's just a ton of recipes here that you can use. One of my favorites that I use every single day that's very simple that anyone can come up with is just a simple mix of equal parts of water and vinegar, and then I usually add in one of my favorite essential oils like lemon or tea tree or even lavender, and you can use that one bottle for so many areas of your home. You could use it in your kitchen to clean your counters. You could use it in your bathroom for your bathtubs. You could use it to just spray in the air and just purify and refresh your home also.
Simple one-to-one of water, vinegar, lemon oil.
Right. Just very easy and cheap. I use it every day. I mean, it just depends. I'm like, okay, go grab the bottle. You know, whatever I want to do. Instead of using like a fabric refresher, you can just spritz your furniture or your curtains or your carpet with that mixture, and it's going to naturally take care of odors and not just cover them up, but remove them completely.
Now, wait a minute. The oil doesn't damage. Would you need to be careful with the oil damaging any kind of cloth surface?
No, it should be fine. So you just need to, what I normally do is a cup of vinegar and a cup of water. I use a larger plastic bottle and 10 to 20 drops of the lemon essential oil, and you're just fine.
It's so the oil's pretty diluted. It's just really for the smell.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it is for the smell, but it also has properties. It helps to purify and remove odors. And also, and it disinfects as well. So
right.
There's benefits behind the oil instead of just being an aromatherapy type of reaction.
So you have a book out.
I do.
Congratulations.
I'm really excited and just blessed and overwhelmed by everyone's reactions to the book. And I'm on a weekly show now locally on Fox, and I go in and I do some cooking and I do cleaning tips. And today.com has picked it up. And I just heard that Sam's Club is now carrying the book in the stores Walmart and Barnes and Noble and various bookstores around the country. So I am just amazed.
So I think the keys that you said, of course, easy, cheap, and then you said non-toxic. And I think a lot of us, even if you're an older mom like I am, you just really are looking forward to those products that are safe for your kids and your pets, and especially them, but you too. So
exactly, because you know, think about it. You go into your bathroom and let's say you want to take a nice bath, but you have just cleaned your tub with some over-the-counter product, and then it still has residue left on your tub, and you're going to get in there, and you're going to get that all into your pores, which is going to go into your body, and who wants that? So whether you are a crunchy mom or just a normal mom or person that just wants to get rid of those chemicals in your home, there's a recipe in my book for pretty much anything that you have in your home. I'm going to replace it with a healthier option.
That's great. Great. The great resources. Yeah. So if we're a newbie to this, is there a easy way? We buy your book, of course, but you have a blog and check the blog.
Yes.
But, for somebody, the advice you'd give someone starting out.
Right. What I would say is you need to, be very careful about your essential oils that you do use, because, you know, you may go to the grocery store and see a bottle of lemon essential oil for $3 and you think, oh, this is great. But you know what? Honestly, you just don't know what's in that. It's just kind of like any other product. You need to know the source where you're getting it from. So there's several companies that you can buy them from. Do a little research online. I talk about that in my book. There's some main companies that people love that they get their oils from. That's my number one tip. And if you need to have a little more information, you can get the book, go to my blog, just do your own Google research on safe essential oils, because okay. they can be full of stuff. So that's the first thing that I would do. The second thing is just start small. Don't get overwhelmed. Pick one product that you want to try to replace and use that for a while, then add another one in.
Would you call the first one we talked about that is more of an all-purpose mm-hmm. cleaner? Because that's what I would start with.
Yeah, I would. Yes, I would say that. That's an all-purpose cleaner. You can even add in, some people like to add in, and I have a recipe for that, like a rubbing alcohol into there too, if you really want to make sure that you're killing germs in your bathroom or something. Mm-hmm. If that makes you feel a little better, you can add that in. Another great one is just baking soda. Put it in a jar, put in your tea tree, lemon, lavender essential oil, a few drops of that, mix it around. Sprinkle it to scour your sinks, to put it on your carpet to refresh, and then vacuum it up. Those are simple things that you probably already have in your home once you get an essential oil that you could do easily.
You said the grocery store is a good source, but be careful what you're buying.
Yeah, I would probably go to an organic grocery store or companies like Young Living, doTERRA. Those are really reputable companies that you can get your essential oils from. I know that some people don't enjoy that, but you can buy them retail. You don't have to sign up for their clubs or anything. You can honestly just go and buy a bottle of essential oil. So that's a great place. Or like an organic store, a health food store, talk to someone in the store and get their recommendation on which ones are safe for your home and your family.
Allthingsmama.com, M-A-M-M-A. And the book again is called
Essential Oils for a Clean and Healthy Home.
Clean and Healthy Home. And it has over 200 recipes. It's Casey Schwartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z. Thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck. Congratulations on the book. And when we come back, we're going to shine the spotlight on moms and Tawanda Long, the mom of girls.com. It's the Spotlight on Moms, and I'm pleased to welcome Tawanda Long. She is the mother of 3 children, 6, 9, and 14, a busy mom, a working mom, who also blogs and has 2 blogs, from what I understand. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Tawanda.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Thank you. So your Twitter ID is at Tawanda L. So, but you have momofgirls.com and your own another blog that's tawandalong.com. Tell us a little bit about those blogs and what we can find on them.
Okay, so TawandaLong.com is my first blog, and on that one I talk a lot about work-life balance. As a mom of 3 girls, I'm very busy, work full-time and the like. I just wanted a place where I could share some of the things that I do to manage the hectic life that I have. Also spotlight the fun things that we do. I wanted people to think about being married with kids not as this thing that's this dismal abyss of a life that you used to have, but the fun and joy that it could have now.
Right.
So I have fun. I plan fun. My girls enjoy it. My husband enjoy it. My friends enjoy it. I try to make decisions based on what makes us happy and make sure that there's enough of that in there so that when there is a lot of work, we don't mind that either. So I get to talk about that from my own personal perspective. And then on momofgirls.com is pretty much parenting advice for raising girls. All of my girls are in elementary school now. I have a 6-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 10-year-old. So different levels in the elementary adventure. But I found some common elements with all of them. So on that one, I just like to talk about raising girls, stressing the importance of different education things, and self-confidence.
That's great. And you know that when I opened the show, this is actually a show that's really focusing on girls today, which is fantastic because I have a 13 and a 9-year-old girl. So I'm right in the mix with you. I have a middle schooler and an elementary school age girl. So it can be a real challenge. And social media is my biggest thing with my teenager right now. So I'll be definitely checking out your blog. How do you give us your top? You said in what you said earlier, you plan fun. Give me an example of how you do that.
Some people enjoy cooking. I like parties.
Me too.
And so I have really fun play dates for my kids. Now that the older one, she doesn't like calling them play dates. She calls them get-togethers, whatever makes her happy.
Hanging out, my girl calls them.
Exactly.
Hanging out. Okay.
But I get to plan really fun play dates. I get to plan really fun travel things for us to do. And I try to do that if it's in the city where we live or if it's a road trip or if it's across the country. Whatever it is, just adding some variety to our lives. Sort of to give us something to look forward to so that we don't get caught up in the day-to-day. We do lots of arts and crafts, just whatever we can think of. We have dance parties, just impromptu dance parties.
Oh,
whatever we
fun.
Can do to just remember that fun is very important to you.
Yes, it is. And it goes so fast. I'm sure you just, you know, your kids to your mind. In my mind, my kids are still little babies and they're not. I have got,
absolutely.
I'm going to have two high schoolers next year. So.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. So, and you work full time.
I do work full time. I do corporate communications for a manufacturing company. So that is my day from about 8 to 5. This is where I spend a lot of my time. There is some flexibility there so that I am able to do some things with the kids. But for the most part, yep, working full-time and fitting in mom and wife and all those other roles that we play as well.
And two blogs. Don't forget that.
And two blogs, yes.
That's a lot of work. That's a lot of work. Yeah, so good for you.
Yes, I think it's important if you're going to have a lot of things that you're doing that you choose things that you like to do. So I enjoy my day job, so it's not a problem for me. I enjoy the things that I get to do as a parent. So while it's a lot, I enjoy it, so it's not as stressful. I always get worried when I hear moms get so stressed about things because they're doing things that they don't enjoy or that's not their passion. And I say, if you're going to be busy with your passion. So that's what I try to convey through my blogs. That's what I can try to convey when I talk to people. Just think about how you're spending your time. Focus on the things that make you happy and passionate. So that way, at the end of the day, if nothing else, you feel accomplished moving towards what it is that you want your life to look like.
That's great advice. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, that's true. You realize if you're toiling away doing things you don't like to do and that your family isn't happy doing either, that's a waste of time. It's a waste. And it's all negative emotion too, because you're just, you get so wound up in it. Yeah.
And it's a time to reevaluate what you're doing and figuring out a way to do what it is that you want to do.
Amen.
Because pretty much anything you want to do, there's a way that you can do it.
Right. You can make it happen. Yeah.
You can make it happen.
Very great. Awesome. Awesome advice. Thank you so much. So the blogs again are the two blogs?
Yes. TawandaLong.com. That's TawandaLong.com. And MomOfGirls.com.
Wonderful. Well, your husband and daughters are very, very lucky people, and you are blessed.
Oh,
so
thank
best of
you.
Yeah, best of luck to you, Tawanda, and thanks for joining us on Mom Talk Radio. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Gigi Stettler.
You succeed at the most important career you'll ever have. Welcome to Mom Talk with Maria Bailey.
We're welcoming back to Mom Talk Radio Gigi Stettler, who is an accomplished businesswoman, an entrepreneur, and a single mother. She is the owner of RV Sales of Broward in South Florida, which is in our backyard, and has built up a very successful business in a very male-dominated industry. So her story was interesting a few months ago, really fascinating how she's made it made it amongst the men. And I'll let Gigi tell her story. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Good. So since we spoke a few months ago, what's been happening? You have a couple of new ventures going on.
I do. Well, in 2008... I was building what was called Planet RV. It was going to be the largest RV dealership probably in the country with a big indoor showroom and had a bar and a restaurant and just like a travel destination.
Oh,
and
wow.
My plans got derailed. Plans got derailed in 2008 when my competitors didn't want that to happen, so they did a very hostile takeover and they were temporarily derailed. So here we are in 2015, and I am opening, finally, Planet RV.
Oh, great. Congratulations.
But, Yes, I'm so excited. So my dream that I had in 08 is going forward, and construction is on the way, and we'll be having our grand opening on December 5th.
Oh, wonderful. Good for you. You did not give up. Good for you.
No, I don't give up. And I never did, never will.
So right.
So December 5th is going to be very exciting. We're here and we're open now, but we're going to, hopefully all the construction will be done by then. And it's not your normal recreational vehicle dealership. It's a travel destination where we have everything from sales, service, restaurant, bar, arcade. And if you're waiting on service, you can hang out in the restaurant and stuff. If you need to stay overnight, we have up to 300 parking spots where you could stay overnight while you're sleeping in your own bed while we're working on your RV.
Gotcha. So we'll, interesting.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about though that you've been in the business for a while. How have you seen it grow and change? Because I know even just personally, camping and RVing is so much fun for families, and it's really exploded.
It has, and I've been in the business since 1986, 29 years, and it's a very cycled business. It goes real strong for about 7 years. We're very tied to the financial, basically to the economy. So
right.
When the economy is booming, we are actually the trend set of the economy. So when you see our sales start to slack off, the economy is, something's coming up. But mm-hmm. when our industry picks up, which is kind of the last to pick up, but we are, when consumer confidence goes up, our industry, goes up, and our sales have been up across the country, about 17%, and growing rapidly, which is great because that means consumer confidence is up. And like I said, we're the trendsetter for the economy. So, the economy is definitely on its way back to recovery.
Right. Yeah. I think most of us can attest to anyway. You also have turned you're a horseback enthusiast. So you have a new business, I don't know if it's new, but tell us about riding in style. What is that?
Well, my hobby is horses. It's always mm-hmm. been, and it's, so I've managed to figure out how I can incorporate horses and work. And back in the early 90s, I became a sponsor of the horse show, just basically, having my product there on display, and then realizing that all of the riders, trainers, and their staff, they all need RVs. They live out of them while they're, competing on these A-level show circuits. So I started doing their rentals and all their housing. And so basically, I had an excuse to go to the horse show because I had to service my clients. So
right.
I got to ride and show and be at the ring and take care of my clients at the same time. So I built a campground on many of the showgrounds throughout the country. So in the summer, I spend my summer in New York, and I go back and forth. So basically, I travel with the horse and all the inventory, and I do all the housing for everybody. So it worked out great.
You're very busy.
You've
got your hands in a lot of different pies. That's great.
I do. I love it.
Yeah, good. Good.
Yeah,
so you're also, I think what we talked about the last time was your book, To Be Unstoppable.
Yes.
Yeah.
My book, second edition is out.
Okay.
And there's a sequel coming out. So what I did was when I had completed the first book, when I completed Unstoppable, Surviving is Just the Beginning, at the end, which was kind of 2008, at the end of the book, I was on top of the world. I had just basically, was building Planet RV, and I had reached so many of my goals, and life was great, and I was, up on top of the ladder. And before the book was even published, my ladder went tumbling down. So somebody chopped the ladder down, and it was not by me, by my
right.
any fault of my own. But I always say that it's not that it's easy, but it's easier to get on top, but it's hard to stay there. So the minute you're on top, you're a target. And,
right.
Being the only woman in the business, that's my first, bullet target on my head, and the you know, and the second one is you know being successful, and probably the third one is that I keep coming back. I'm like I'm like the bad penny that doesn't, or whatever that just like the cat with the nine lives or something, because they can't just figure out how I just don't go away.
Yes.
After they do all those crazy things to me, and they can't figure out how I'm still here, you know.
Good for you. Well, as you said, it's from the beginning, you didn't give up, and it's determination and just amazing entrepreneurial spirit as far as I can see. So your website is 2beunstoppable.com, and that's the number 2beunstoppable.com.
Or ggstetler.com, and then you'll get all of my products.
Ggstetler, S-T-E-T-L-E-R. Great. Well, so good to talk to you again, Gigi, and I'm looking forward to your opening. So really close, and we'll stop down there, and we'll have a link to your websites on Montauk Radio next week.
The number one podcast for busy moms, Mom Talk Radio.
I am thrilled to introduce Carol Speakerman because her topic is really, really cool. Again, it's about girls, and she's got an article series called Girl to Great. Carol is the founder of retail strategy and a training agency called Speakerman Retail. And she blogs on retail and leadership at speakermanretail.com. But she's also got an impressive resume, and I'll let her tell you about it. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Carol.
Thanks so much, Mary. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So tell us a little bit about the Girl to Great article series first.
Oh, okay. I'll be happy to. My primary business, as you noted, is as a retail consultant, speaker, and trainer. But I started the Girl to Great series because over the years I've informally mentored a lot of women, and I've spoken at various leadership panels and women's events, in addition to my retail work. And invariably, after these sessions, women would come by and not only ask their questions, but say, you know, when are you going to write a book? When are you going to put this down on paper? These are ideas that we haven't heard before. You should start a blog series or something to where you're capturing these ideas. And I kept hearing that over and over until I finally did something about it and started the Girl to Great blog series, which I think eventually will turn into a dedicated website and, you know, some other opportunities. But for now, it's a blog series that resides on my website.
So it's blog posts. Is it more about your journey, and is it how to? Do you give us advice in your posts?
You know, I tee up one of my, you know, contrarian propositions, sort of the things that I've been sharing informally over the years that are just a larger principle, some examples of how it might manifest or how I've seen it manifest both in my own life and in others that I've worked with. And then I give what I call my Girl to Great mandates. And those are very clear takeaways on how to mitigate and turn those, you know, let's just say self-defeating patterns around and, you know, move on into a better space.
When did you start the Girl to Great series?
I started it last month, and I purposely, the first article that I published really lays down the foundation, a foundational principle that's going to guide most of the entire series, which I expect will just continue to go on. It's not really, you know, slated for a limited time. And that is that insecurity is the root of all evil. And I think that, you know, when you look at so many problems that seem to be these really disparate, different scenarios that people get into, and especially women, and you know, in the workplace and even, you know, in their personal lives, if you look at a lot of the obstacles that women face and a lot of the anxieties and stresses that come along, a very high percentage of them can be traced to insecurity in oneself or insecurity in others, which I think is something that's often overlooked, is that you can be impacted greatly by others' insecurity. So it's about seeing it for what it is and addressing it for what it is and not calling it something else. And once you do that, and once you see that, that's when you can turn it around and make different choices.
I have a teenage daughter and a younger daughter, and I think we know this as professional women now. We can look at our daughters and say, I don't want them to be insecure, because that leads to so many of those decisions that, you know, you just shouldn't make, and it's not empowering, you know. We want them to make empowered decisions.
When I use the term Girl to Great, that really is, it's sort of a play on a couple of different angles. You know, really just the metamorphosis from, you know, one day being a girl and then the next day saying, you know what, I'm no longer a girl and I have the potential to do great things. But I'm not going to be able to do great things if I continue to act like a girl. And also, too, it's a little bit of a play on, you know, one of my personal pet peeves that is sometimes controversial with the guys out there, which is, you know, I'm not particularly fond of people calling grown women girls because I think of it as being, you know, somewhat disparaging and
demeaning. It's demeaning. Yeah,
I do. I do think it is that way. And yet you hear it a lot in the workplace still, in spite of all the strides that women have made. And, you know, so it's a little bit of a play on that as well is, you know, you're not a girl, you're a grown woman. And you can make choices like a grown woman and take charge and be empowered.
The turning point in your career from the baby booty to the head is hilarious. Tell us that story.
Well, that was just an example of many of indignities, I guess you could say, that I suffered over the years. You know, back in the day, I guess I was probably the only woman at one point in some of the companies that I worked for that was actually on the road hauling samples around, you know, loading up a truck, going to regional markets, a business that people thought was really glamorous, but was very challenging environment. And,
right.
You know, the booty to the head story was just one day when I actually had gone on to become a VP of sales. And one of my salesmen was so, frankly, annoying to the buyers that he worked with and would just go on and on and on to where finally a buyer just picked up a baby booty and chunked it across the room and he ducked and it hit me in the head. And She was
God.
A notorious buyer at the time, just really known for being very disagreeable and hard to work with.
Hot-headed, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I ended up just looking straight at her and breaking out in just crazy peals of laughter. And she started laughing, too, and it ended up being just a really great icebreaker, and we went on to have a really great relationship for many years. The turning point for me was realizing that I was blaming a lot of the wrong things for why I wasn't getting what I wanted. And when I finally really started taking ownership, again, making that girl to great journey and saying, you know what, I'm going to be in charge of my destiny, I started seeing what worked. And it was very different from what most people were doing and certainly what most women were doing. And now, of course, I'm recalling a lot of those tactics that I've used over the years and sharing them through Girl to Great.
Great. Tell us where we can find the blog series.
Right now, it's embedded in my Speakerman Retail website, SP as in Paul, IECKERMAN, speakermanretail.com. And if you go to my blog tab, you'll see my Retail Insights blog. I also publish the articles in their entirety on LinkedIn.
Thank you so much for joining us, Carol, and we look forward to even more in the Girl to Great series. And when we come back, Dr. Lisa Damore, she is a clinical psychologist. We're going to be talking about, once again, our daughters. We'll be right back. If you're the mom of teenage girls, preteen girls, girls in general, you'll want to hear from our next guest, Dr. Lisa Damore, PhD. She's graduated with honors from Yale University and is a clinical psychologist with plenty of experience in private practice, and she consults and speaks about her subject matter. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Dr. Damore.
Thank you so much for having me.
You talk about 7 developmental strands that turn our girls into grown-ups. Can you touch on a couple of the ones that you think our listeners want to know about?
This book that I just published, Untangled, Guiding Teenage Girls Through the 7 Transitions into Adulthood, is designed to bring order to the chaos that a lot of families feel they have in their lives when they have a teenage girl in their house. So what I do in the book is I organize all of the things that girls are going through into 7 normal developmental transitions that explain a lot of behavior that bothers adults or confuses adults or doesn't usually make sense. The 7 transitions I describe, and there's one per chapter, are parting with child, joining a new tribe, harnessing emotions, contending with adult authority, planning for the future, entering the romantic world, and caring for themselves. In some ways, the order reflects what becomes important as girls age. You know, that usually parting with childhood is the thing we see first, and we really want girls to care for themselves really well as they leave the house, you know, when they're getting ready to move out. But a lot of these are happening simultaneously during development. Some are a bigger deal at different times. What I've had families come back to me and say is that when they think in these terms, everything seems so much less overwhelming, and they can make so much better sense of the things their daughters do, for example, going in their room and closing their door or seeming like they're allergic to questions and things like that we can think about those as girls not wanting to be so childlike anymore, wanting to experiment with being older and doing that in the context of, you know, still living at home and kind of pretending to be separate while they're still very much, you know, embedded in family life.
Where is the boundary that parents should be enforcing?
In most ways, my book is more descriptive than prescriptive. Like I'm often reluctant to tell parents what to do because I think in some ways parenting is so personal and there's so many variables that differ from family to family. And I often find that when parents understand the dynamic that's happening with them and their daughter, they feel freed up to make choices that work really well for them, but those are different family to family. At the same time, we really know that it's good for girls to be connected to their parents. And even if girls aren't super pleasant or asking the parents a lot of charming questions or giving great answers, we still know that doing things like having dinner together as a family or spending time together on vacation, things like that, that it's good for girls to be in the company of grown-ups who care about them. And we also know that even if girls seem to be kind of disinterested or, you know, distracted at those times, we still see benefits when we look at the research in terms of their well-being and their academic functioning and things like that.
Right. So give them a little space, but still keep them in the fold.
Absolutely. Say, you know what, we're having dinner together. Come join us.
Right.
You know,
right.
And she may or may not be, you know, the most pleasant dinner guest, but it doesn't matter, that it's important for families to find ways to be together with their daughters. I end every chapter with a section called When to Worry, because I think part of what's so challenging is a lot of normal behavior in teenage girls looks pretty concerning, and I think parents can be worried that they're missing something that's bigger, and they get anxious about that. So if a girl is parting with childhood by being more distant, becoming more private, hanging out in her room a lot more, that's not grounds for concern. If a girl is parting with childhood by doing really racy things and acting way older than she should be, that usually is grounds for concern.
That's your red flag. Frankly, my daughter is very social. It's her friends. If I see something that her friends are doing, I'm going to say something to that other parent, and that's appropriate, correct?
I think there's other options, too. I think sometimes it's helpful to go through, to work with girls, you know, when reaching out to their parents' friends. Sometimes it's good to activate girls to reach out to their friends and say, hey, you know, for example, say your daughter has a friend who's cutting. I think you've got a couple options. You know, one is you can call the friend's mom. I think the other option, you know, and again, this will differ very much family to family. The other option is to coach your daughter through saying to her friend, hey, a grown-up needs to know. Like, how are we going to make this happen? Are you telling your parents? Am I telling your parents? Is my mom telling your parents? You know,
gotcha.
That there's lots of ways to get it right.
Right.
But I think it's easier for everybody if they feel like they know that a whole lot of stuff that's kind of strange and concerning is not worth worrying about too much. But once we get into this particular territory, say, you know, for example, like you're talking about, you know, self-destructive behavior or cutting or drinking or things like that, then we worry. Then we sort of step in.
Tell us the name of the book again.
Untangled, Guiding Teenage Girls Through the 7 Transitions into Adulthood. It's available everywhere. And in a stroke of good news, I happen to know that it will be number 7 on the New York Times bestseller list.
Your website is drlisadamour, that's DAMOUR.com. And best of luck and congratulations. And that wraps up this fantastic girl-based edition of Mom Talk Radio. You can find this episode and others at momtalkradio.com. Everyone, have a wonderful week. Thanks for listening.